Well, on the line right now is a friend to the Horse Racing Radio Network, Mark Cassie, who's nice enough to join us, coming off a huge weekend across the North America, if you will, and looking ahead to another big weekend as well, as one of his stable stars, Catch a Glimpse, will be right here for the Belmont Oaks Invitational. Mark, it's Anthony Stabile and Jude Feld. Thanks for taking some time on Express Bet Radio this afternoon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
You're in rarefied air, huh? Good.
That?
You're in rarefied air. A grade one and a grade two within 15 seconds of one another?
Yeah, it was crazy. I don't know if we'll ever be able to do that again.
It was a weekend of extremes. You win the grade one and the grade two within 15 seconds, yet at the same time, you wrap up your first training title at Churchill in 28 years.
I know. It was the 24 hours that were just unbelievable. You know, I'm still, it's been a crazy 30 days, you know, from going to, you know, to Ascot and having that experience and then being able to come back and, you know, and win at Churchill, which it's one of the first places I ever started training. So it's been a good ride, that's for sure.
I know you're a humble guy and you don't like to talk about yourself that much, but honestly, don't you think you have the top stable in the country right now?
No.
Who's got a better stable than you do?
Well, statistics say Todd Pletcher and Chad Brown and Steve Asmussen.
Yeah, but we're not stack guys.
But we're catching up. We're catching up.
Well, none of those guys won a race at Ascot. Now, I know that's not in the nation, but I mean, you look at your horses. I mean, Lexi Lou, where did that race come from? She looked like she was dead in the water and then just – well, how game
well,
was she?
You know, that's Lexi, and I'm proud of Lexi because, you know, she's overcome a lot. She is a prime example of how our team works. I mean, in that she, you know, she had months and months of rehab at her place in Ocala. Went back, was going to run her eye, had to miss more time. And then, you know, when everybody had given up on her, she came back. You know, sure, she came back the other day when everybody thought she was beat, but a lot of people thought she was finished earlier in the year, and now she's won two grade twos since then. So, no, I'm very proud of Lexi.
And you do it with a horse like Lexi Lou, who's, like you said, was a little bit on the comeback trail, knocking back the naysayers a little bit. And then you get the money with World Approval down at Monmouth Park. And this is a horse, on our weekend stakes preview here on HRN, he's one of the more popular horses. I get more calls about World Approval and people liking World Approval and Upstart from the Rick Violet barn than I can remember. Mm-hmm. And it always seemed like he had one of those big ones with his name on it. It has to be gratifying when you win a race like the United Nations and he finally gets that grade one win.
Oh, it was. You know, he's a horse that we got at the beginning of last year, I guess it was, and he was a maiden. And he just kept progressing. And it's nice when a plan comes together towards the latter part of the year. Even, you know, he won the Sarnik, I guess, at Saratoga. But I thought he was a nice horse. But I told Mrs. Weber, I said, he needs to grow up and get better if he's going to play with the big boys. And then, so we gave him some time off in the wintertime. But when we got him down in South Florida this winter, Norman said to me, Dad, this is a different horse. This is a better horse. And he showed that the first time we ran him at Gulfstream. And, And after watching that performance, I said to Mrs. Weber, I said, I don't think we have to be afraid of anybody. I think he can run with anybody in North America.
And he certainly showed that on the racetrack, a bang-up second behind the Visadero down in the Woodford Reserve on Derby Day. He's a very strong third in the Manhattan here at Belmont behind Flincher and Ironicus, two of the top stars in the division. And, you know, again, he gets that win in the United Nations. Obviously right. one of the top players now.
And you know what? We've learned something about him, too, and that is, you know, he got where he would just drop back and he'd come with a run. But we know now that he's a little more push button, and you can use those buttons and those gears when you need them. And so now he's able to position himself wherever we want him to be. The other thing that I think will help him, and I had this conversation with Mrs. Weber, is I think on a shorter turn turf, he's even more effective because he can accelerate quickly, where when he got beat at Belmont, you know, with the bigger turf, it's a little tougher for him. His speed doesn't help him quite as much. And then the other day, we were questionable whether we were going to go to the United Nations. It was back in 3 weeks. And Julian had committed to going to ride the Queen's Plate. That's why he wasn't there to ride him. And when I talked to Florent, I said, look, I think this horse is probably a better stalker. It looks like there's a little speed in there. If you could just drop in behind one of those guys and wait. And I said, when you ask him to kick, he's going to kick. So it worked out well.
You mentioned the tighter turn turf. We're talking with Mark Cassie, who's coming off a fantastic weekend across North America. Wrapped up a training title down at Churchill Downs for the first time in 28 years with 21 wins, five stakes, a grade one and a grade two within 15 seconds of each other. You mentioned those tighter turns. Has the win in the Saranac at Saratoga, like you mentioned, is that next on the radar for him?
Well, I think we have two options. We can either go to the Arlington Million, so we're not going to get quite as tight a turn as Arlington Million, or we go to the Sword, you know, the Sword Dancer. And then we'll have to make a decision after that whether we, you know, go to the Joe Hirsch or we go to the Canadian International. But right now, if you held a gun to my head, I'd say I would be surprised to see him in the Arlington Million.
Well, that'll be a nice thing. I mean, that's an amazing race, and it's certainly going to propel him, if he would win that, into a position where you might look at a championship down the line.
Well, obviously, he's got to deal with Flintshire, you know, we'll probably sit and watch where he goes too. That could possibly have something to do with our decision. I usually don't, for the most part, try to avoid horses. Maybe we try him one more time. If he whips, it's fine. But I'm sure if our hopes are to make the Breeders' Cup, I'm sure we'll run into him again there.
Mark, how's Tappan doing?
She's wonderful. She's went back to the track. Had a nice conversation with Mr. Masterson yesterday. We're going to take her to Saratoga. If she tells us that she wants to run, you could possibly see her in the Boston Spa. Where our feeling, I know she got beat twice last year at Saratoga, but my feeling is that she's a better horse than she was a year ago. Unless it was just really, really hot, I wouldn't be nervous about running her at Saratoga again.
Just to verify, you said that a long, long time ago when we interviewed you, I think on the equine forum. So you haven't changed your tune, and that's good to know. I mean, you were very adamant. I asked you that question. Maybe she didn't like Saratoga, and you said absolutely not. She thinks Saratoga is just fine, so that's good. I mean, I have to.
Well, I mean, I think you know, I think when you look. One, if you look at her record, it would be very difficult to say that she's ever found a racetrack she really doesn't like. I mean, she has run on hard. She has run on soft. She's ran straight. She's done it all. My feeling is early on last year, even when she won at, you know, Churchill and then she won the race at Belmont, she was barely winning. And then she went to Saratoga, and of course she barely got beat. But in the fall we started seeing a different Teppan, and I thought for maybe it was the weather. I thought maybe it was her fondness for Keeneland. Given this year and where she's ran so well at Tampa, Keeneland, Churchill, Ascot, I really don't think it matters, and I think she's a better horse. The horses that she was barely beating last year at this time, she's now laughing at them.
Well, we're talking again with trainer Mark Cassie. Speaking of laughing at them, that's something Catch a Glimpse has done every time she stepped on a turf course in her career, including a very impressive win last time out. Mike Penn and I were there for the Penn Mile against the boys out at Penn National Racecourse in Pennsylvania. She answered the question that night as to whether or not she could handle the boys. She'll have a different question to answer on Saturday here at Belmont Park in the Belmont Oaks Invitational. $1 million on the line. She'll have to answer as to whether or not she can go the mile and a quarter. Field of 13, that your biggest concern with her on Saturday?
Well, you know, I always have concerns. Obviously, the competition, the distance. I'm sure there's many experts out there that will tell you that she has no way that she's going to get a mile and a quarter. Let's see. You know, every time she runs, she doesn't get very much respect. They say this one, she, you know, she does this, she does that. They're going to beat her this time, but she's won 7 in a row, I believe it is now. And that is not an easy thing to do on the turf. So she's training well. We did get a little bit of an outside post. I was just having a conversation with Gary Barber about that. You know, it's a bit wide, but it also will allow Florent to kind of place himself, I guess. And we'll see. I personally believe that she has 5 gears and you've only seen 4. So we're going to find out. We're going to find out, you know, when the last quarter of a mile, when they come to her, has she been saving something or has she been all in? I don't like to be cocky or anything, but I feel good about it. I feel that she's got a really, really good chance to win.
She certainly looks like she has a little bit left in the tank at the end of every one of her races. She just is amazing and so much fun to watch. And really, from the Breeders' Cup on, she's been a favorite of mine. I just love her gameness and how she kind of toys mm-hmm. with the field.
Well, she, you know, I mean, she's done nothing wrong so far. And you know what? If they beat us going a mile and a quarter, then they beat us. But I think we got to give her the shot.
You also have Noble Bird and Aero Force in the Suburban and Belmont Derby, respectively. I know you got to get going, Mark, but just talk a couple of lines each on those two races as well. Aeroforce really coming back into his own.
I thought Aeroforce ran well. His last start kind of got hung up, came with a run. You know, he's a nice horse. We've tried a lot of things, but grass seems to be his forte. As far as Noble Bird goes, I wish we hadn't drawn the one hole again. But, you know, if the real Noble Bird shows up, he'll run really well. And if he doesn't, we won't find him.
Well, Mark, thanks again for a few minutes today. Congratulations on a fantastic weekend last weekend, and best of luck this weekend with all of your runners, especially the ones here at Stars and Stripes Day at Belmont Park.
Well, thanks, guys, for having me, and hopefully you'll want to talk about another great weekend when it's over.
I'm sure you will.
Okay. I hope I'm calling you next week at this time. Thanks, Mark.
Sounds good to me. I'll make it a date. Bye.
You got it.
Bye. Bye.